Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an APGAR score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hello. Welcome to Terrific Tuesday. Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you so much for your support and also for tuning in to the show. Just sending much love to you, and I welcome your love also. Thank you so much again. And today we're talking, of course, like always, entertainment lifestyle, news stories, plus focusing on stories that are hot and on top. Beauty, fashion, news stories, and also you can feel free to call in at 714-409-0614 also. And I've yet completed my installation of Skype, so we can communicate in the near future via Skype, because many of you have requested that anyway, and also we will I will install that software so we can also communicate via Skype also, but you all can call internationally 714-409-0614, and there's so much. I always like to plan, but then there are so many topics that's going on. Like, okay, what's first? But I will say, many of you probably have already checked out the August 2012 copy of Cosmopolitan. And I am the awesomely multi-talented, beautiful actress and Mark Brand ambassador. It's on the cover. It's called The Hot Issue. And I picked it up yesterday at the store. And Ashley Green is awesome. You all know I'm a Mark rep, a Mark girl. And Ashley definitely represents the company perfectly. I love to share videos and articles and anything that I find regarding her, and especially in relationship to Mark also. So if you haven't seen the Cosmopolitan issue of August the 20th, August of 2012, check it out. I'm checking it out, like, right now. Like, I've loved Cosmopolitan. Playgirl, I know I shouldn't have been looking at Playgirl Mag as a little girl, but I wasn't, like, looking at the nude guys. My sister used to hide her stash of Playgirl Mags, and I love to read. And so I used to love reading the stories in Playgirl and looking at the advertisements. You know, that's what I used to do. But my sister always had her Cosmopolitan Mags and her Playgirl Mags, and the Cosmopolitan Mags, well, you know, out in the open, but the Playgirl Mags, that was a whole nother story, you know, so, wow. Still would love to get my work published in Playgirl also, and also other reputable magazines also. But I enjoy the show. We'll be talking entertainment, fashion news, and also other important news. Still sending much love out to those in Denver and Aurora area. Have you all seen the awesome picture of the president visiting the patients and those that were killed, families? If you're on Flickr, check out the White House Flickr page, Flickr account, because they have uploaded and posted some awesome pictures from this past weekend. If you're on Flickr, you can find me on Flickr at Culture Shock Inc. KULTRESHOKENT hyphen Beth. I try to keep everything consistent. And remember, tomorrow's Sports Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and we'll be profiling Bruce Jenner. Last week, we profiled Timok, and tomorrow we'll be profiling one of my childhood faves, and I'm sure many of yours also. I know Bruce Jenner. He's not only a famed former Olympian, but also a sought-after speaker, public speaker. Like I told you before, he even visited Jackson, Mississippi, where I am, last year around this time. I didn't know about it until that evening. And but he came and spoke at the Chamber of Commerce, and he was on a Today Show yesterday with Hoda and Kathleen Gifford. I know, I'm like sounding all baffled. I hope you can't hear the sounds coming from the next room. It's quiet in the room I'm in, but there are sounds like echoing from another room. And so I'm getting kind of distracted. But he's also should be in London right now in preparation of doing work with the Olympics, the Summer Olympics there. And I'm super excited. The Summer Olympics already here. So we're going to be talking sports tomorrow and talking Olympics and talking NFL summer camps and anything else also because talking sports, we can talk about any sports. You can suggest sports to talk about. My friend, one of my friends in London, he would like to talk more about tennis and boxing. And we do I share talk in boxing. Now, we talked of, I told him he missed the episode when my friend Kevin and his cousin were on promoting their business because Kevin is a former professional tennis player. But also, Rich Roughneck and I, we talk tennis, especially in relation to Venus and Serena. But I just like I grew up around a lot of Dolphins, I grew up around a lot of avid tennis players also. And I myself, not a tennis player, but I love spectating and watching the game of tennis and a big supporter of tennis. So we can talk tennis. I'm a big NASCAR car racing supporter and fan. I feel that we haven't had an opportunity to cover a NASCAR more. So definitely need to invite more, invite guests on too, experts in these areas to discuss that. And I'm still anticipating hearing from OJ and his people, his attorney and et cetera, in regards to if he would like to talk with us in the very near future for the show and also for my blogs and my writings, my sports writing and so on, because pretty much I want to talk to him about sports and anything he wants to talk about. So hopefully my attorney, hopefully I will hear from he and his people and his attorney in the very near future because it's been almost a week since I sent out a request to talk with him. And my mother, she has always told me this throughout the years that she believed I would get an opportunity to talk with them, you know. So and don't start harassing me and sending me mean words and so on. He was a childhood favorite of mine. He's a person that I feel mainstream media does not cover enough. We need to know what's going on with he being in prison now, dealing with the appeals and so on. I myself have been a woman of in abusive relationships, and so I am definitely against. I do not condone people abusing people and so on like that. So it's just that he's one of my faves, and I would like to talk with him. And I know many other people would like to at least present questions to him or at least listen to what he and his representatives have to say. I had seen on World News Now the other night that they're going to release a docufilm about O.J. Simpson, but it would be after the election is over because of, you know, it's a real raw type of documentary. So that should be interesting, you know. So some of you might want to know if I had heard anything yet, and I haven't yet, but hopefully I and my attorney will hear something real soon. And, you know, that's what I have to say. But there's been so much news going on, but I'm still, like, baffled regarding and then I'm still in awe regarding the heroes, regarding the Denver and the Aurora massacre at the movies. I was watching a view earlier, and I hear them saying that victims do not want media to say the killer's name, James Holmes. It's good to respect their wishes, but it's good also to single out. And I know there's other people named James Holmes, but we know that James Holmes committed a horrific crime. And that's one thing. I myself, a person that's always been fascinated with the study of mass murderers, serial killers, et cetera. One thing that I know, and I know many, and been a big fan of shows like CSI Miami, Criminal Minds, the other CSIs, we all know that people like that. You know, it's real life and fictional characters like to be anonymous. So we respect their wishes, but at the same time, point that finger. You're the one that committed that horrible crime. You know? The massacre at the movies, the Joker, Batman, killer, but his name is James Holmes. You know, I respect the victims, but at the same time, why allow killers to be anonymous? That's what they like. They like to be anonymous. And he's one that boldly gave in to the police officers and so on. But, you know, I guess it's not putting the attention on him. There's just something that I'm saying. I did not plan to talk on this. But I'm still like, oh, man, this is, like, unbelievable. We need to figure out ways to prevent other crimes of this sort from happening again. That's what's important, to prevent crimes. Homicide rates are horrible. Mass killings we need to prevent. Serial killers we need to get off the street. Those that kidnap, we need to stop, do our best to stop the violence, stop the crimes, and increase the peace. You know, really. So let's enjoy more music and let's talk beauty and fashion also. But again, you know, I mentioned Mark. Visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com. Shop till you drop. If you're interested in hosting a beauty badge, let me know. If you need to contact a Mark rep in your area, you know, locate a beauty, a Mark rep in your area. The Mark reps are in the midst of a contest, and reaching sales of 1600 between the current MAG 8, and the next MAG 9 are very important, because those of us that reach 1600 or more sales can go to New York City. I really want to go to New York City and attend these one-of-a-kind Beauty A to Z masterclasses, and also to visit New York, but also to visit the home offices and meet many of the executives there and to attend this class. And those of us that exceed 1,600 sales during the current MAG, which expires August the 9th, and the next MAG, we get that opportunity. So shop, and have fun, because we have some amazing promos going on right now. I don't want to sound like an infomercial, so we're going to listen to some more music, and I hope you're enjoying the PSAs from More to Die and also the American Lung Association. And feel free to call in, 714-409-0614.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Got great legs to figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in her water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this. Thank you.
Wow. That was Prince in Australia on May the 30th of this year from one of my amazing SoundCloud.com friends. Wow. I love it. I love him. Amazing. I'm checking out an article right now from the same writer that I shared information with from last week, from GoLocalWorcester.com. Remember when I shared an article written by Ephemail? Well, today he's and my intention was not to talk about that particular website and particular writer, Ephemail, again, but he is covering an interesting topic today, and that is transitioning your seasonal wardrobe. And this is what Rob Babigan says. He's the Go Local Men's Style Expert. He says that last week I discussed the challenge for a guy to move beyond the male uniform and truly make it his own. You all remember that, right? I'm sure many of you went ahead and read it on your own. And some of you that are in the area of his boutique might have even stopped by his boutique. That really is the crux of menswear. There are trends and there are traditions. The trick is to blend them to your own personal style. Here in New England, like other parts of the world, that's where he lives and also he has his business, seasonality plays a big role as well. This makes for a greater challenge in creating your style, but also one that's way more fun. I'm always on the hunt for new brands and products that get it right. You put it in parentheses. Twice per year, I also take a week-long trip to New York City for menswear trade shows. I'm currently on one of the semi-annual pilgrimages to buy for Warp's upcoming spring 2013 season. And I'm in the Deep South, so a lot of retailers and fashion designers and boutique owners travel in this region. And so I'm going to New York, but to Dallas, of course, Miami, but especially Dallas, to the Market Center. Retailers buy two seasons ahead to allow for scheduling of sourcing, samples, production, and marketing amongst other industry demands. Attending market reminds me every time how challenging it is for you to really make the right choices for your wardrobe. And he has a picture of really nice denim jacket and certain other early fall pieces. And it's all about transitioning your wardrobe. Moving between seasons, my job is to edit down brand collections into understandable and usable items for you. It is a fun yet exhausting experience, not unlike what most guys feel about going shopping for themselves. He says that currently he is buying for spring 13. And, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about how in advance business owners and department store buyers, fashion buyers, must pick out and buy fashions like 2 years in advance, a year in advance, you know. So that's all about fashion forecasting. Spring tends to be a lighter season for menswear in all facets. Colors, fabrics, layers, and just overall themes are stories of a collection typically exude a brighter attitude. Contrast with all fall trends, earthy tones, heavier fabrics, and layers that are more mute are tonal. A very diverse picture begins to form in your closet from this dichotomy. Some pieces transition well from season to season, while others should be just put away until next year. You get the point, right? We're getting the point. Best items for transition. This is what I want to hear. You know, and I'm sure a lot of you guys and a lot of ladies who shop for guys, you know, want to know about this when piecing together wardrobe. You guys for yourselves and also you ladies who shop for your guys, you know, want to know what pieces that you can piece your man's wardrobe together. Best items for transition. We're currently moving from spring, summer to early fall in the store, and this is what the writer is saying. It is the time to begin thinking about transitional pieces. A cotton twill blazer can be a slightly heavier addition to your daily wear versus the summer linen or cotton one you have been sporting? Cotton and merino wool blends, sweaters, and denim should begin to see more wear once again in your rotation instead of the polo, dress shirt, and chino trousers or shorts. During market, I am looking for pieces that may be seasonal, but I could see being thrown into your mix at other points, even for one wear here and there in this off-season. And that's definitely a goal, and that's important to know that you can piece together certain pieces that might be off-season. As guys, the writer says, we tend to extend the utility of our wardrobes as best as we can because we shop less frequently. And as previously discussed, we guys, you base it on your uniform. But do not be afraid of those seasonal pieces because they help make your look appropriate as well as help show off your own personal style. And that's what's really important is your self-expression, your personal style, and defining your personal style. So who's to say what's right or wrong, but what is important is properly knowing how to transition different pieces. And this is me talking. Eventually, you will find a mix of your go-to pieces and get excited, like the writer Robert Babagan does, to pick out something new and noteworthy for your next season's wardrobe. Wow, I definitely need to shop for a wardrobe, just talking generally. Robert Babagan, again, is owner of Wharf Clothing and Wears, a menswear retail boutique located at 212 Westminster Street in Providence, Rhode Island. He is a native Rhode Islander. Rob started Wharf after two decades in marketing and sales to fulfill his desire to combine his love of consumer branding, small business and style that will fulfill a niche for desirable men's clothing in the Providence market. The apparel and accessories found at Wharf reflect Rob's own personal aesthetic, a combination of traditional New England staples mixed with modern fit. Construction and fabrics blended together with a touch of European style. For more tips or to shop at store, stop in and see Rob and his staff or reach them at shopwharf.com. And I am tweeting this article. Well, I'm going to post it on Facebook, and I had attempted to tweet it out right before talking about it, but I have it posted on Facebook, and I'm going to go ahead and tweet it out also. Oh, and also, I had been reading an article before the show, the article in Days Digital. So check out Days Digital. So it's a real neat online mag. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this magazine. It covers all topics, photography, arts and culture, videos, projects, blogs, music, and I have read quite a few awesome articles in this current issue online. And also, I must remind you also, American Dreamin'. Do not miss their big event coming up on Saturday. They have a pop-up mall event coming up in Philadelphia. If you're in Philadelphia, definitely check out this pop-up mall event. Shout out to Chris Johnson and to the editor-in-chief, Brandon Davis. And we've been supporters of one another since 07, 08, and they're doing great things, not only in Philadelphia, but worldwide, because American Dreamin' magazine is just awesome. I'm one of their members of their American Dreamin' Dream Team. So whenever you subscribe for 1 year or shop at shop.americandreaminmagazine.com, right before you check out, remember to put in the code Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y. That is Bethany. I'm Beth, and be true, but Bethany, that's my full first name. And so be sure to enter my code, Bethany, whenever you're shopping at shopamericandreammagazine.com and subscribe to, you know, 1 year subscription of American Dreamin'. And American Dreamin' is an awesome magazine covering fashion, beauty, photography, different topics, music, sports, entertainment. Just amazing. So if you have never checked out American Dreaming, please do. Like their Facebook page, also American Dreaming. Awesome Facebook page. I mean, really keep you in the know. And speaking of fall fashions, you know, you definitely want to see what's hot and popping right now and what is forecasted. And also in American Dreaming, also awesome writers, awesome photographers, just awesome, awesome magazine to check out also. And up-and-coming designers, you know, you might would like to be showcased in American Dreaming also. So be sure to visit shop.americandreamingmagazine.com and check out the pop-up mall. I mean, that's going to be so much fun in Philadelphia. Oh, man, just amazing. I'm going to check out to see what's going on Fashion News with Today, MSNBC. I did have some other stories to talk about, but I want to see what's breaking right now. JCPenney's has been making a lot of great moves also. We're definitely going to talk about JCPenney's and other retailers in the near future. So there's been a lot of things, a lot of awesome things going on. So, there are all kind of articles going on. I don't want to pause. I think I'll check my emails too, because I have been getting all that. That's the reason why I'm like, wait a second, what am I going to talk about? Because it's been so, I've been getting so many amazing emails regarding other different aspects of business, from designer news to retailer news. And I don't know about you all, but I love retail news. I love to hear what's going on in regards to retail news. It's important to know from a consumer perspective and also from, you know, a business perspective also. And for some reason, the reason I'm hesitating is because for some reason my page does not want to go any further. Okay. I'm not, as you imagine, I'm not looking at the switchboard because I am looking at my emails. Oh, I'm so excited to be attending Ziegler.com webcast later on this evening from Dallas, Texas. Tom Ziegler, Zig Ziegler. It's going to be an amazing webcast this evening. Looking forward to it at 6 o'clock. Paul's in the City. Here's a public service announcement from Paul's in the City, Tara Hopper. I wonder if there's going to be a season two for MED, Most Eligible Dallas. Let's see. This is from Paul's in the City in Dallas. Saturday via Laundry Mutt on Saturday morning. Please note that we are shutting down at noon this week because of the heat. In the early evening, there will be in the Bishop Arts District at 303 Bar and Grill, which is super cool. So that's where they'll be having an event. And also they have pictures of a couple animals, a couple of pooches that need to be adopted. Skittles is a sweet three-month-old mini shepherd, Westie. Next, looking for a foster family. And Hershey is a loving boy. He is eager to learn things. He has just graduated from doggy training. He's looking for a foster or forever home. And so this is a Cat's Kitty Corner. And they're always looking for volunteers and different ways that you can get involved. There's adoption events, help Paul's in the City find new homes for their furry friends, and almost a weekly adoption events on the weekends. They also welcome help walking and socializing our using salesperson skills. Also, transportation department, you want to contribute but don't have the time to stay the entire day. Do you have a pickup truck or SUV or just don't mind converting your compact car into a temporary pet taxi? Then Paul's in the City would love your help transporting animals between adoption events and various boarding facilities. That you can, we can also, they can also help. We can also use help transporting to and from bed appointments during the week. And in the Department of Fostering, fosters not only housed in the city. It's not only our furry friends' preferred type of accommodation. It is also, it also relieves a significant amount of financial burden. The money saved on boarding can be used towards saving more lives. Maybe you have been thinking about getting your own dog or cat, but are not sure what type or whether you're ready for a 10-year-plus commitment. Fostering is a great way of learning more about the animals and yourself, and they surely appreciate you opening your home to them, even if it's only for a short time. Photographer, videographer, a picture says more than 1,000 words, which is why you want to capture the very best moments and most flattering angles of our furry friends on camera. Do you love taking pictures and dogs? Then what are you waiting for? Join on the Adoption Event Fund. And if you're interested in volunteering at Paulsman City in Dallas, email at volunteer@paulsmancity.org. And in regards to fundraising and special events, fundraising is an important part of keeping our organization alive. In order to continue, we must raise funds. We desire motivated, creative thinkers to lead us in planning and executing our big event. And I told you all around the 4th of July holidays, here in Jackson, there are a lot of no-kill pet shelters that are always overcrowded. But then also, MAW, Mississippi Animal Rescue League, is a kill facility. And many animals are euthanized there on a daily basis, and so they definitely need support also here in Jackson, Mississippi. And pooches and cats and other animals definitely need to be adopted out ASAP because of the overcrowding this summer. Many animals are put down, and that's sad. That is so sad. I feel like crying right now. So, you know, wow. Oh, I'm looking at an email now. Speaking of Bravo, there's a sneak peek at the real. I wonder if the Real Housewives of Miami were returning. And there's an email talking about the Real Housewives of Miami, and there's a write-up about Teresa, one New Jersey. Wow, they're talking about all the housewives. But the new Miami wives are on their way. That's what I'm reading in this email from Bravo TV. So I could elaborate, but we will be going on and on and on, and it's almost time to conclude the show. But that's interesting. I knew I just had a feeling that some awesome emails had like just come in after the show started. There's an interesting article on HuffPost UK Lifestyle. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's something good to talk about real soon. We had talked about it before during a show last year regarding once a cheater, always a cheater. Let's see what this is all about. I want to talk more about fashion. Oh, they're talking about Kristen Stewart. That's been big. Do you all think they're going to, she and Robert Pattinson are going to stay together? Wow. That's been making big news. But, you know, it's good that she apologized publicly. But, you know, wow, a lot of fans are really hurt. I don't know. I have no comment. Wow. But one thing about it, she did. She and the director both did apologize. I guess we'll be hearing more. But it amazes me, they never really, even though we all know they're on and off camera lovers, they never acknowledge to us that they're a couple. Every once in a while, they, you know, slip and say boyfriend and girlfriend, but officially they've never told us that they're a couple. So she had to come out and apologize for an affair outside of her committed relationship. But I think it's a good thing she came out. That's, well, you know, that's my two cents, but I have nothing else to say. Take it forever for this article that I want to share to come up. It's about being a broken heart, a broken-hearted article. I'm going to share that next time. Let's see what else is going on. Here's HuffPost. What will other countries be wearing? The Olympics. We've taken a moment to look back at entrances in past Olympic opening ceremonies, and well, there were some dark times. Okay, so there's an interesting article in HuffPost about the different what different ones will be wearing. Today is Sandra Bullock's birthday. Happy birthday, Sandra Bullock! And yesterday was Iman's birthday. I meant to tell her wish her happy birthday. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday. Today is my late brother's birthday, and I had not forgotten that. Also, my brother Christopher Dale, who I am 9 years his junior. We both are Leos. I talk about him often. I was the age of 14, turning 15 when he passed away, and he was 23, getting ready to turn 24 when he passed away unexpectedly from an aneurysm, which was caused by what was a new term back then called hypertension. He had the same type of stroke that Bret Michaels had a couple years ago. But today would be my brother's, because I'm turning 44, it would have been his 53rd birthday today. So in my brother's memory, happy birthday to you. I love my brother. So may he rest in peace. Just amazing. Also, you know, I had a nice chat with some of his I'm Facebook friends and real life friends of many of his friends. Some of his friends know that I am his younger sister, and sometimes I have to bring it to their attention. And I had done that recently to a Facebook friend of mine. I had to bring it to her attention that I was her former classmate, bass drummer in the high school band at Lanier here in Jackson, Mississippi, baby sister. And boy, they were so excited, and she was like, "Did you know?" She told everybody. Did you know that was Christopher Dale, baby sister? So just, you know, thinking about my brother. We love birthdays. My birthday will be in a couple weeks. So I haven't been to the zoo in ages, so I'm looking forward to getting up early in that Saturday morning, going to the zoo. I need to order my birthday cake and just enjoy my weekend. It's a simple weekend. I don't have anything big planned. I need to confirm with Samira if I'm going to, like, celebrate a few friends at her restaurant. But I know definitely I'm getting up, going to the zoo, and the following day going to my neighborhood park. I used to work out at every day, but haven't been in ages. Enjoy a day at the park. And the next weekend I'm looking forward to going to Dallas, Texas for the Black Assets Granted networking event also. So, looking forward to that because I haven't been to Dallas in ages. And I have so much to do in Dallas with such a short length of time also. So I'm looking forward to some amazing things happening. And right now I'm looking at an email from Southwest Airlines. also, there's news going on here in Jackson. Also, Jackson Convention and Visitors Bureau have sent me an email. This week is Mississippi Craft Beer Week here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. Celebrate craft beer all week long in Jackson. There's Throwback Night to Steplin's and Pint Night. There's plenty of time to celebrate. And check out Raise Your Pint website to find out what's going on in relationship to all and everything beer. We love beer here. Most definitely. And also today, this evening, at the Mississippi Agriculture and Forestry Museum, located on 1150 Lakeland Drive, next to the Sports Museum, there will be a craft cake and craft beer throwdown. And it's up to you to decide who has the best craft cakes in Mississippi. Top chefs from across the state will prepare their own craft cake recipes, alongside farm fresh sides and dessert buffet with your goat judge in the best. Brewers from craft beer companies will showcase their brews in a craft beer sampling courtesy of Southern Beverage, accompanied by Blue Grass Sounds from the Delta Mountain Boys. And the tickets are $36, and that is this evening. And visit their website. Then there's a kind of beer going on. Top of the Hops is July 28th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Jack Convention Complex. Sample of 100 craft beers in celebration of iconic frosty beverage. For more information, visit Top of the Hops website. So there's a lot going on. International Tiger Day is on Saturday also here in Jackson. Because they're talking about the zoo. Learn fun facts about tigers. Talk to keeper staff. And enjoy craft projects. Regular admission applies. For more information, call 601-352-2580 and visit jacksonzoo.org. And also on Sunday, the Mississippi Gospel Music Award, shout out to Jacob Thompson, Lee King, and all the other organizations of the JMA. The Jackson Music Awards will be on Monday. I haven't been to Jackson Music Awards in ages. But on Sunday, it always kicks off with the Gospel Award show the night before. Mississippi Gospel Music Awards will be at the Jackson Marriott at 200 East Amit Street. And it's to celebrate the gospel music of Mississippi with host Harvey Watkins and Stan Jones. And so you can call 601-981-4035. And the next day, I already told you all about this, Chips Ahoy and Ritz presents American Idol Live. And that's going to be at Mississippi Coliseum on Tuesday, July 31st. And if you missed the season's top 10 American Idol, see them live, including Mississippi's own Skylar Lane. She's from Brandon, you all know. And the concert was sold out literally in 10 minutes when the tickets first went on sale about 3 months ago. But as of yesterday, the promoters released like 400 tickets. And this morning, it was about 100 and maybe 40 or 100-something tickets left. So if you're interested in going to that, you definitely need to, like, hurry up and get your tickets. Visit Jackson.com. For all things here in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, there's an array of museums and places to visit here. This is an historic city. It's called the City with Soul. That's like the nickname of the city. So that's what's going on now. So this was a courtesy of an email that I just received from the Jackson Conventions and Visitors Bureau. So if you're in town, if you live here, or if you're visiting, check it out. An email from the Saints regarding summer camp. Official training camp gear and Hall of Fame classics. You know, training officially kicks off today. They began, you know, earlier this week, and they have a lot of summer camp gear on sale. Training camp means the new season's almost here. So get the latest gear to show your Saints pride. And so they have an array of items from the property of tee, training cap, camp cap, fitted logo tees, the Saints training visor, the Saints women's black or scented font tees, and also celebrate Willie Rose's induction into the hall and remember the other greats in the new Saints classic section. So amazing throwback jerseys and class of 2012 Hall of Fame cap and tees. Amazing pictures. Visit NewOrleansSaints.com and you can see all new Saints and also check out their schedule in regard to their practices. And you know that they will be playing at the Hall of Fame ceremony. At the beginning of August, they'll be kicking off the preseason. So visit NewOrleansSaints.com for all news. And your favorite team, visit their website. And I'm going to do my best for tomorrow to cover as many teams as we can in regards to discussing what's going on with their summer camps. And if you have any information, feel free to call in. Or if you're attending any summer camps, please let us know what's going on and what you're experiencing, because this is just exciting. Let's see, we got some more news, but it's almost time to conclude the show, so I don't want to get cut off in the middle of things. On Saturday, we will be talking about the different, we will be talking entertainment lifestyle news, entertainment music, music news. You know, I was unable to broadcast last Saturday, and I was so hyped and excited. I wanted to talk about a lot of entertainment and music news. And so we're definitely going to do that. We're going to talk about fans and movies to see and what we should see. But I'm looking at an email from Regal Entertainment, and their movies that are recommended, definitely Step Up Revolution, The Watch, that's hilarious. Of course, The Dark Knight. Amazing movie. I'm looking at the top box office. Last week it was The Dark Knight Rises with $160.8 million. That came in at number two, Ice Age, Continental Drift, $20.4 million. Number three was The Amazing Spider-Man, $10.8 million. Four, Ted, $10.0 million. And Brave 5 at $6.0 million. You know, this is the top box office sales. I would like to know what The Dark Knight Rises and the other movies also, how much money do they, I guess the earnings of merchandising, they should like share with us like merchandising figures also, you know, from what's the market, where do they stand in merchandising, not just in the box office. They should like let us know how our respective movies and movie companies are doing in respect to their merchandising efforts also, because, you know, we are buying a lot of stuff. So I'm going to prepare to conclude because I don't want us to run out of time. And now, you know, I'm just like going crazy reading these amazing emails that I'm getting in regards to fashion. What's up, True Guy? I see True Guy had a shout out to me on Twitter. So what's up, True Guy? Much love, much love. So go ahead and get to the switchboard. I had looked at the switchboard forever because I didn't know if any of you had decided to call in to the to discuss beauty fashion hot topics. Tell us what's up, what's going on in your city. But shout out to you. Shout out to so many. If today's your birthday, happy birthday, like I said, or your anniversary. Shout out to the sport people. Shout out to Coach Christie, the sport people. Shout out to my Mort mentor, Mandy Smith, and regional sales manager, Kelly Gana. All my friends in Big D and here in Jaketown, in the world, in the UK, in Australia, everywhere. Go in the chat room right quick. I know I need to get my MyTouch replaced. Because when I have my MyTouch, I don't have to leave my switchboard. I can easily multitask. Oh, I have my goodness, Six Dream Woody putting an amazing song. So, with a few amazing songs. He sent me one song, and then I vibed on some other songs. So I'm going to share some new music from Dream Woody also real soon. But thank you so much for tuning in for today's show. I'm going to play some more music, and you might hear my voice one more time before this broadcast ends. But I thank you. Remember to email me at culturetureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTUREFHOKENTERTAINMENT. I want to say thank you to Dallas Regional Chamber and Big D for sending me an awesome package that consists of an economic development guide. And you all know I'm going to share info with you from this Dallas Newcomer Relocation Guide and also a Dallas-Fort Worth Regional Map. Thank you so much for this awesome package. And definitely we'll be sharing information from this guide. And also visit DallasChamber.org and get you one, get you a few guides also. But amazing, amazing information in these guides. Amazing. So thank you so much for the package again. I love this info, Dallas Regional Chamber. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and I really appreciate your support. We're close to 72,000 views, and it's just amazing since the show premiered on March 21st, 2011. Please excuse me because I needed to sip water, and I did not reach up not once to get my water, and I should have been because I had been getting a little tongue-tied. I had been busy the early part of the day out in New York doing work. Yes. So just thank you. I really appreciate you. I just want to give you a big hug. And remember, tomorrow's Sports Friday edition, and we're going to be profiling Bruce Jenner. And remember, last week we did profile Ty Malkin. If you love his work and want to know more about his work, visit his blog site at I Am Ty Malk. Okay? It's IAMTAIMAK. And again, follow me on Pinterest. At Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK, Beth, BETH, and also Tumblr, Culture Shock Inc., Beth.tumblr.com. Okay? But again, I thank you and God bless. You are amazing.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhausts on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Hope you enjoyed that public service announcement, two public service announcements from the American Lung Association. Here's a song by my dear friend Mark Smith called Joanna. You don't have to cry.
Joanna, I do love you. I do. Why else would I go with you? Trying to figure out
Again, thank you for tuning in. If only for a few minutes or for the entire show, you are definitely appreciated. Your support is awesome. Thank you. You've been listening to Terrific Thursday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.